Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Here We Sew Again, the podcast where three sewists from different backgrounds discuss all things sewing. I'm Amanda Carestio.
I'm Meg Healy.
And I'm Kate Zeinard. Today on the podcast, we're talking about shopping for ready-to-wear clothes, what we make and what we buy, plus some other special things we look for in construction-wise when in a store. Then we'll each share some sew inspo. But before we jump in, how is everyone doing?
Doing okay.
Are you all ready for your show?
No. I have been in my sewing room a lot this week, and I still have a little ways to go, but I'm slowly but surely getting there, or not, and I'll just cut myself off and not finish some things, and it'll be okay.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, I see a bunch of tops hanging behind you. Are those all your Oh, they're so cute. Oh,
yeah, yeah. Them. I've been making a lot. I mean, I knew that I could make things quickly, but I've kind of got it down to a science now, and I'm doing things in color batches. And
yep.
Yeah, it's I'm ready. I think I'm ready to take a break. I'll discuss this more in my when we talk about sew inspo. But yeah, I'm ready to change it up a little bit. I feel like I need to sew some knits just as a palette cleanser.
Yeah.
Will Pop of Neutral go into Pop of Knits anytime? Some knits?
No. Knits for, you know, my family and people in my life who also need gifties coming up. But yeah, all good things.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's nice to, like, I know what you mean by, like, cut, like, so you're not changing threads all the time. Yes. I just finished up a big, I did some contract sewing, batch sewing, and it was, like, I divided it between, like, white thread, pink thread, you know, and it's kind of fun, like, you're just, like, you know, you tackle things in different ways, and it's nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually pretty efficient. I'd been thinking about, I have two sergers, and I was thinking, should I set up one in one thread and one in another and, like, create little workstations? I don't think I'm there yet, but it's on the brain because switching threads, I don't know. It's not like – it's not a huge time investment, like, even on a serger. But I think it's more of, like, a mental thing for me. I'm like, oh, I have to change thread color.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that works, but
– I have a random thread story if you'd like to hear it.
Yes.
My
We're thready.
We're thready.
Ready for.
Oh my god. So my husband's working on this big project for his LARP right now. And I am working on a play where we're doing a Christmas Carol, closes tonight. And so I've been at the show in the evenings. So last night I'm at the show and I'm doing my thing and I come back
And Mark tells me that he ran out of white thread, and since he wanted to make sure that it matched and he couldn't find any Gutermann white on my thread rack, he went to Joann's to buy a bunch more thread so that he was sure that he had matching thread. Friends, I have so much white Gutermann thread on my thread rack. And as soon as he said this, he looked, he's like that one right there. Huge, huge spool of Gutermann white thread. Then there's another one that's like the medium size. And he's just like, oh my God. And I'm like, yes, sweetheart, I wish you had just texted me on this and I could have told you that. But yes, he made a whole separate trip for a bunch of thread I already had. And I thought that was funny.
I have a thread story.
We're
I ready. Need some I need some Gutermann thread. I have been, as I've been prepping for the show, I've been switching machines just because I get bored and I'm like, I'll just switch it up. And I've been using my kind of semi-industrial straight stitch machine, which is really what I should be using for this kind of sewing, I think, since I'm mostly doing straight stitch. So I was switching back and forth between black and natural thread. And I was like, oh, I'll just sit this other spool of thread on my auxiliary spool pin on my machine and just sit it there. So next time I need it, I'll just pull it in and it'll be great. And so I was sewing with black. And I looked up and I realized that my kind of natural thread that I had a whole spool of, like 500 plus yards, was looking really low. And I could not figure out what had happened.
Did it
and
wrap
the
black?
Thread end had gotten wrapped around the handrail.
No.
And it had pulled almost an entire spool of thread.
No.
And I hadn't even done that much sewing. I don't know how it happened, but I figured, oh, maybe there's just a little bit in there. And I took off the end of the machine and there was a whole spool of thread around the handwheel.
Wow.
And I had to just, and I couldn't get the full handwheel off. So I had to just get in there and cut and like tweezer it out. It was literally probably 250 yards of thread wrapped around my handwheel.
It's a hungry machine.
Yeah.
Disaster averted, but that had, I mean, I know, I was like, I should probably check all of my other machines and see how much thread is around the hand wheel, but that was pretty epic.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I've ever got it caught around the hand wheel before, but my embroidery machine every once in a while does a little glitch where when I'm winding a bobbin, the thread will like pop off the bobbin and end up winding on the bobbin spool. And so I have to pay enough attention to make sure that I'm like, no, don't do that, and rewind it. All right, now that we've talked about thread in detail, let's jump into So What's New. I have to admit, I've been busy with my show, so I haven't been doing a lot of looking. I don't have anything, but I know Meg does.
Yeah, I saw this dress. It's from Sewing Julie. This is only really, I believe this is her second pattern release. And it's this just like sheared bodycon dress. And it just looks so cute. I'm really into shearing, I guess, because, you know, maternity wear, it's like, it seems like it would be super like maternity friendly if you wanted to really have like a va-va-voom, like elegant, like cool dress. I don't know. I just really liked it. I think, I don't know.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just think it's really cute. And I just like the ruching kind of just like, you know, for the entire dress. I think it could be super cute for a holiday party, even just like wearing it over a turtleneck with some tights. I don't know. I just think it's really cute.
Awesome. Yeah, that's really, really cute. Amanda, you said you also didn't find anything this week, right?
Yeah. I've just been watching sales and all of that. So not really looking at new things either. So
I think that's okay.
It happens.
That It was a short So What's New, but we did have something. Thank you, Meg. Yeah, check out that dress. We'll have a link in our show notes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you, either of you, buy any patterns for the sale weekend? You know, it's kicking off after Thanksgiving, all the sales start revving up. Did either of you buy anything?
I didn't.
Like something?
I didn't. I didn't even think about it. I was, I'm also doing a craft fair next weekend. And so I was like focusing on setting up my display on Friday. So I just, it didn't occur to me at all to go looking for patterns.
Yeah, I did not. And I think this may be the first year that I haven't. I think I've just been, I was so busy with other things. How about you, Meg? Did you buy anything?
I didn't. I looked around a lot. I did, the last time we recorded, I did purchase the Hey June handmade, Pat, like that, the sweater mm-hmm. that had the opening. I did purchase that. So, but I was looking around. I remember last year on Black Friday, I purchased my Seamwork membership and it was like 50% off. But then I was like, I went back because I was like, do I need to do it again? But then I realized when I purchased it last year, you're locked into that discounted price forever. So I was like, okay, good. So
that's nice.
It was just kind of, yeah. Cause nice. I was like, I quite enjoyed it. I sewed a lot of Seamwork patterns and I was going to redo it again this year, but I didn't have, it was like the gift that, it was the sale that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
So awesome. Yeah. And I saw that they did it again. Cause I remember I did that last year, but yeah, no, I didn't. I looked at some fabric stores as well, but I didn't purchase anything sewing related. I should have bought thread because I was going to say my short and I guess not so sweet thread story is I hate buying thread. It's just not fun to buy.
Yeah.
And it's expensive. Thread can get expensive. Mm-hmm. Anyways. So yeah, let's jump into our segment. And this is kind of, this will be, it's kind of coincides with shopping as well, because it is shopping season. And although the holiday sales can be tempting, what are the garments that we refuse to purchase or that we refuse to make? So let's discuss what shopping is like for clothes as sewists. So what is on your never make list? I always shop for it. What's on those lists?
I think I've talked about this on several occasions, but jeans are just a little overwhelming for me with all the details. So I always shop for jeans. Swimsuits and bras are kind of just not worth it for me. And strangely enough, I almost never sew t-shirts. And that's because I have a lot of graphic tees and I tend to buy graphic tees because I find them and I'm like, this has a cat playing with Saturn. I need to have this. And so at a certain point, it's like, I don't need more t-shirts. So there's no point in me sewing them. So while it's not a, I will never make this, it's more like, it just doesn't make any sense for me to make it.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Amanda?
Yeah, I feel like I used to be more of like a purist or whatever. Like I was more hardcore about sewing. I'm not sure if that's true or if it's just true that I generally don't like shopping for clothes very much. And there was a point where I just felt like I would rather just make it because I would know how it would turn out. I could make adjustments along the way. So for that reason, I have sewn quite a few of my pairs of jeans that I wear on a regular basis. But I think I've mentioned it before. I need to sew some more and I just haven't been in the mood. I usually don't sew bras either. Mm-hmm. Just haven't crossed that bridge. I have done swimsuits, some of the other kind of like milestone projects, but it's really, I don't know. Also with swimsuits, like I thought I was going to make one and then just kind of always make them for myself, but I have found that I haven't really gone back and like fully jumped in, and I've bought a store-bought swimsuit in the meantime, and I'm not as dedicated to it, but I think in general things have kind of changed for me, and I'm buying more clothes these days, which comes with its own challenges. So I'm glad we're talking about this. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, things, I don't even know if you can really make them, but like hosiery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to go out and buy a pair of like tights the other day. Because all of mine were just like too tight around my belly. I was like, oh, I don't even know if I could make these. I guess you could technically use like leggings, mm-hmm. like a legging pad. I'm mm-hmm. sure, you know, I bet there is a tights sewing pattern out there. I bet there is. Yeah. You could get mm-hmm. like a sheer fabric, but it's not something I'm going to make. And also like knit sweaters, like chunky knit sweaters. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like I'm loving chunky knit sweat. Like it's kind of like the sweater knit that it's hard to buy because it's so like open and unravelly. Yeah. It's yeah. really hard to sew with. And like I got this at the other day. I'm wearing it like a chunky knit sweater, and I've been thrifting a ton of chunky knit sweaters. It's fun to thrift them as well. So I will never. I can say, I think I can honestly say I will never knit myself a sweater. I'm going to look back on this.
Never not, say never.
I just.
You know, I started one last year. Remember, I think I mentioned it on So and Tell. I made a temperature blanket. And I had some leftover yarn from that. I'm like, okay, great. So I found a sweater pattern and I started knitting. And then I'm almost out of yarn and the pattern isn't anywhere near done. And I feel guilty about buying more yarn. So I'm kind of paused in that. Mm-hmm. But I'm planning to someday finish my leftover yarn plus new yarn sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. And I think also one more thing is like a leather jacket. I'm saying this too because yesterday I had such a good thrift haul. Like we went to this thrift store and it was 50% off all clothing, and I found a green vintage leather jacket. And I just nice. Love vintage leather. And I'm not a fan of new, like, I don't know. So I can't see myself sewing a leather jacket as well. It just seems like a lot of work. And I really like thrifted leather jackets. So I can say I won't see myself sewing a leather jacket in mm-hmm. my future already, because I have like maybe 15 already.
Do you?
Ever since I was in like high school, I've collected like vintage like leather jackets, and I like move with them. I mean, I move with them. They have like their special closet. I love them, like shoulder pads, everything. Sometimes they come out, but yeah. So that's another thing that I refuse. I don't think I'll make that as well.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I like to like heavily press my outer, like sewing all those coats. I just like, you know, I love a good wool, you know, the wool steam and the smell. Mm-hmm. Like you just, I just think it would be quite tedious. Yeah. So let's jump into what's your never shop list. Like you always make this garment. You never buy this garment. You refuse to, you know, you refuse to buy it in a store. What are those items for us?
I don't have any specifically that I will never buy. But I have been making my own tops now for so long that unless I'm buying, you know, like a t-shirt, like any sort of woven blouse or anything like that, I don't buy it. I make it. Cropped pants. Why would I ever buy cropped pants when I can make a Nini or a Pagosa?
Yes.
Right. And you know what? The more I think about it, I don't think I've ever actually bought a pair of leggings. I think the only leggings I have are handmade leggings, which is why I don't wear leggings a lot, because they're all like brightly patterned. And so it's like, yeah, I could wear this with a pair of black leggings, but I don't have black leggings and I'm not going to go get Jersey to make a black pair of leggings right now. So now I want to wear leggings.
Mm-hmm. Leggings are great.
Indeed. I think I'm with you, Kate. I don't know that I've bought elastic waist pants.
Oh, yeah.
Ever. Mm-hmm. Mostly, I don't think it's like a rule for me or anything. Like, I will make that instead. It's more of a, I have so many pairs. I just could not justify buying more. So I think that's probably, that's high on my list. And I hadn't thought about that one. So that's a good one. I tend to make a lot of my t-shirts if I just need like plain wardrobe fill-ins. Uh-huh. I will do that. And probably with you, Kate, too, woven blouses. Like, it has to be pretty special for me to buy it, because most of the time I will just be like, I'll get inspired by it and maybe think about hacking it or looking for a similar pattern if it's something that I really, really love. But I think that's probably it for me. And I feel like a lot of those kind of rules are out the window if I'm finding secondhand things.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Meg. I've been doing a lot of secondhand. I don't know. I tend to buy a lot of secondhand clothing for my kids just because they grow so quickly. And we have a really great secondhand store. So, and often we will like get things, they'll wear them, then we'll take them back.
It's like
we've borrowed them, and it's kind of awesome. But I hadn't really thought about that for myself, and I've been finding some good things recently, and I like a deal. So I feel like if it's secondhand, I can usually justify the price point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also had such good luck shopping for the little baby. My mom and I found this, like, it's a knitted sweater and it's like rainbow striped, so cute. And then yesterday we found, it's from The Gap and it's like so well made, and it's this quilted denim like snowsuit, and it has little ears on the hood. It's so cute. And then just picking up like sleepers, like it's kind of fun seeing like all the different prints and stuff. So yeah, I've been shopping a lot for the baby at the secondhand stores, but I'm gonna make some stuff too. But I think also, yeah, and especially what my never shop list, mine would be dresses. It's just there's just so many great patterns, great fabrics, and you usually wear a dress to a special occasion. Or just, I wear dresses all the time. I can't remember ever, like, I can't remember the last time I went to the store and was like, I need to buy a dress for this occasion. Like, I, you know? Yeah. Like, I think a dress, and I can basically see this even going forward too, if there's ever a reason to, like, wear a dress, you know? I just can't see myself going out and shopping for one. So that's just kind of my never shop list. Cause like, I feel like I have endless ideas for dresses that I haven't even made yet. And
yeah. You know, that's so true. I feel like those special occasion items, like my instinct is make something.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's still pretty strong. Whereas, you know, I'm thinking about that. Like, that's how I used to sew, like, solely. It was all special occasion items, and it was all of that kind of back in the day, and now, you know, much less. But it's interesting to think about how that has changed, but also hasn't, because that special occasion moment is, I don't know, it's fun to sew for things like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's funny, actually, because I feel like I should like to sew special occasion stuff. Like, I like the concept of it, but I'm usually hesitant enough about it that, like, my beautiful, beautiful store-bought jumpsuit, which is my best purchase all year, I was going to just wear something I already had, and then I discovered that nothing quite fit right after COVID. And I was like, crap, I got to go buy something because I don't have time to make something, because I had, like, 2 days. And that worked out beautifully for me. But honestly, I almost never sew special occasion stuff, partially because I never have special occasions that I can think of, or I very rarely do. But also, I just really enjoy sewing casual stuff that I can wear every day. And it's kind of, you know, after spending all those years in the theater sewing, you know, like wedding dresses for Victorian ladies.
Right. And, yeah.
You know, all of that stuff. I kind of got to the point where it's like, it just sewing stuff for me is great. And then sewing stuff that I'm going to wear a lot is like really, it's still kind of special to me. So
totally.
So yeah, I definitely don't sew very much for special occasions, interestingly enough.
I do want to say though, you posted your Bridgerton look.
Oh yes. That, well, yes. That.
No, I'm just saying that just reminded me how amazing you both looked and how wonderful that like it was. Even when you were describing it, I couldn't picture, but the picture was so beautiful. You did such a great job.
Thank you.
I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I had so much fun wearing it. I had so much fun. You know, my husband, he does his LARP, which is a live action role playing thing. And he dresses up like a knight and hits people with padded sticks. And I have never been interested in his LARP. But as I'm sitting there at the Bridgerton ball, I'm like, now this is LARP I can get into. Because that's what it was. Live action role play. Yeah, fancy LARP. So, oh my gosh, it was so much. I'm sorry, I'm going to go on a tangent.
Oh, no.
It was so much fun. There were so many people, looked so beautiful. Everybody was dressed up. Almost everybody was dressed up. And, you know, some things were like period and some things were just like pretty dresses. But everybody looked fantastic. And like everybody got to wear a tiara. And the actors kind of taught us these little dances that were kind of not like as fancy as the ones in the show, but you know, they were like basic versions. And so we were all dancing and then we'd stand back and watch them do it was like a storytelling dance sort of thing. And then we danced some more and I had so much fun. It was such a blast. And I got to wear a pretty dress and stepped on my train all the time.
Oh, that's amazing. Events like that are so fun.
It really was. I just thought it was so clever a thing to do that interactive experience where you could kind of step into that show that people love so much and pretend that you're part of that world for a little while.
Mm-hmm. I need to like seek out more things like that locally, mm-hmm. of what I can do. Like it's it seems like just you know. Spending time and money on like experiences is just it seems like it adds great value. I need to seek out more of that sort of stuff, like, because there's always stuff like going on, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, for sure. All right, thanks for putting up with my tangent there.
Oh no, I wanted to hear about it. Well, back in, you know, those days, they didn't, well, I guess they had shops and stuff, but everything was custom made.
Yeah, everything was custom made. Like the shops were like dressmaker shops.
The
where
dressmakers,
you would go and pick your fabric and then they would make the dress for you. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very cool. So as, you know, makers of clothing, when we're in the stores, do we look at construction details? Do we look at garments inside out when we're potentially buying it or just, you know, just perusing for new ideas, how to sew things? Or do we do that when we shop for stores? We shop in stores, not shop for stores.
I really don't.
No?
No. I mean, every once in a while I'll like – if there's something really interesting, I'll kind of poke at it and see how it was put together. But it's like if I'm buying ready to wear, I kind of don't want to know because I don't want to look too close and find out that, you know, I'm about to buy something that I would not consider appropriate if I were making it myself, you know, like poor construction or anything like that. I just don't want to know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I don't do that necessarily when I'm looking at new stuff. I find that I'm more likely to do that at the thrift store.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because I'm looking at, like, at vintage things or like, you know, I also think that usually when I'm doing that, I think the first thing that I'm looking at is more like the textile, the fabric itself, and unique and interesting textiles kind of grab my eye before construction details do. So I'm usually distracted. I think that I'm kind of with you, Kate, like when if I'm trying on something new, if I'm already like it enough to try it on, I feel like I don't want anything to further, like, I don't know, complicate you don't want my decision making.
You don't want to jinx it.
Yeah. Well, for me, I feel like because sewing is, I don't know, there's such a process and like a learning curve, but kind of once you're in it and you can visualize how something's going to turn out, like, I just prefer, I think, to get my clothes that way. It's like, it's easier for me to envision what something can become than find something in the store that I really, really love. Maybe if I spent more time in stores, that would be different. But I don't know. I'm really picky about new clothes. And I'm also really indecisive. Like, I don't know. I think I've mentioned this before on the show. Like, I will spend hours sewing something and there's no concern about what time I've invested in it. But with store-bought things, I will hem and haw and leave it at the store and then go back later and get it. And I don't know if it's I've become just more price conscious, because certainly sewing wouldn't have done that. It's pretty expensive most of the time, although I do use a lot of secondhand fabric. I don't know. I've just become really indecisive about ready to wear. Whereas with stuff I make, I'm like, sure, I'll make that. You know, I'm not worried about the commitment.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. And I don't know, maybe it is a function of me just being really picky these days, but I'm just not a very good store shopper. I get nervous. I get indecisive. I feel like I make weird decisions that I wouldn't normally have made when I'm in the store and, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Store shopping.
I think it's I think it's a personal problem.
clothes shopping is so, like, I find it incredibly tedious because, you know, you go out, you're looking for, like, oh, I'm going to get like a new blouse or something, and then you spend, just for me, I spend hours trying to find something that I like, and then you spend hours in the dressing room trying to find something that actually looks good on you, and if you're lucky you find one that's both. And if you're not lucky, you end up finding nothing, and then you've just wasted all of this time. And I always feel like that time could be better spent taking a pattern that I feel relatively confident will look good on my body and picking the fabric that I want and just making it myself. It just seems like a better investment of my time. But, you know, as somebody who's a bit larger and has a kind of strange body shape, lots of hip, lots of belly, it's so hard to find anything that fits well or looks good. And so, you know, it's so much easier to just be like, I like this. This is what I'm going to do, rather than trying to find something out in the world that ready to wear made that will look decent on me.
Yeah. I mean, I find that too, when I'm like shopping in the store, I don't know, I'll like make more impulse decisions and I don't feel like that's my best. Y'all know this, I like to think about things a lot, and maybe that's part of the process of, like, you get fabric, you don't necessarily know what you're going to make with it, but then you mull it over, and you pick the pattern later, and then you've made a good decision. And I just don't feel like I do that. Like, I buy weird prints in the store. I'm like, this is not me. You know? And I don't know if it's just, I don't know, it's just not my natural state. And sewing has definitely not helped in that regard. Again, if it's secondhand, I don't feel as much pressure. I like to find interesting things. I'll take more risks with secondhand because you just don't have to invest quite as much. But I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I'm just not a good shopper.
Me. Now, I absolutely love shopping. There are even times where I wish I didn't know how to make my own clothes just so I could justify like shopping for clothes. Like some, like very rarely, but like I could shop all day. I love going through racks and like I love shopping. That's why I buy a lot of shoes too, because I'm like I love shopping and it's like the same. It's not as you don't have to, you know. I hate trying stuff on, but shoes are you don't have to like take off all your clothes to try on shoes. But yeah, no, I love shopping. But when I do shop for like. My mindset is I don't need a single thing. So it's like when I go shopping, it's usually with I like shopping with friends. Like sometimes my friends and I would go and shopping. You know, it's like I never kind of grew out of my like teenage like let's go to the mall. Like I love a mall. And so it's fun. Like I like when I'm shopping with other people because then I tune I just get inspired. I go into a store and I just look and see. I like to see what like what trends have trickled down from the runway to ready-to-wear shops. I find that interesting. I'm like, oh yeah, like that's cool. Like these is in right now. Or I love to gain inspiration from ready-to-wear shopping. And I definitely look at construction techniques. If I do end up purchasing something, it has to be on sale. If I can sometimes justify things, I'm like, oh, well, I can't refuse a good deal too. Like sometimes I'm like, oh, I couldn't make it for the, if it's like, and I really hate and I refuse, like, especially these lately, I just like refuse to spend money on like those really fast fashion stores that are really inexpensive. Like, and so I do take the time to go to those like nicer stores where it's like if something's really on sale and I know it's well made, then I can justify that. And I hate trying things on and I usually go, oh, if it doesn't fit, I'll make it work, you know. Like, because there is something about a fitting room lighting and the like, I hate trying things on. I hate it so much. But I use it as like, or sometimes I get stuff, I just get stuff if it's on, if I think I could, you know, make it. There's this one pair of leggings that I purchased that were they're expensive, but I've like knocked off the pack because I just loved the fit of that. They had this really cool high waist crossover waistband and I'm like, I'm gonna get this pattern. But so sometimes I purchase things for that I keep remaking. But
I do that for sure.
But I definitely look at like, if I'm buying something, I'll look at the whole rack and my size and I'm like, oh, this top stitch, I like this top stitching better on this one. Or like, I look at like little stuff like that too, for sure. And I also look at where the tag is and how easily I can remove it. Cause I hate tags. I know I just got this chunky sweater and I already need to take out the tag. I forgot to take it out. I was too excited to wear it. And I was like, because sometimes they're really sewn in there where you can't stitch rip them. You have to cut. And then cutting them is almost even worse because you have this sharp little edge too. So there's that as well.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to when we do shop, are there any particular brands or stores that you are loyal to or you really like? It's similar to sewing patterns, I find, or companies. You know, they have their fit model and they have their way that they their target customers that they make sizes like pattern companies. You always know that this size fits you. Are there brands or specific stores that you like?
The only one that really jumps to mind for me is I like, it's a website. It's swimsuitsforall.com. And that's where I tend to find my swimsuits because they have good sizing. And most of the time they've got this large collection of like basic bottoms.
So you can buy like a fancy top and just like black bottoms that you can wear with multiple things. And they also have different lengths of bottoms and different cuts. So I was supposed to go on a river rafting trip this summer. So I got a pair of like bike short length swimsuit bottoms so that I could wear those on the raft. I didn't end up going because Mark got COVID, but that was a whole other thing. They're very inclusive sizing, and generally you can find some cute stuff in the clearance section. So swimsuits for all is my recommendation for things that I don't sew, which includes swimsuits.
Nice.
It's so funny because I was going to say like one of my favorite brands is Madewell.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't have a single item from Madewell. Actually, I think I do. And I got it secondhand. But I think I use them more for like inspiration. Yeah. Cause I feel like there's always unique things, and I feel like it's a good match for where I'm at with my personal style. So, but again, I don't, it's kind of pricey. I do get the sense that their items are reasonably well made. But that's really all I can think of. I'm become such a secondhand person now.
Yeah.
It's hard to be brand loyal in that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a time when I was really shot. Like I do really love like Lululemon. There was a time I had like a lot of it because they were kind of like the really, not the first, but especially the, being a Canadian brand, they kind of really blew up here when they first came into the scene. And they had like these fun colors. And so I would invest in, I love Lululemon. And also when I have bought jeans, I have Levi's that fit me, and I also have J. Crew. I have like five pairs of J. Crew. They just fit me, you know, like there's this one size, like, oh, and I've bought them like online before. Like I didn't even need to try them on. So that's a brand that I just know, like their pants fit me, and I've knocked them off, before too. So that's just, a brand that fits me and that I like. But lately, like in the past, I don't know, I've only really purchased clothing either from thrift stores or stores like, I think it's in Canada, it's called like Winners, or it's like a TJ Maxx, where they have just like a lot of, you know, it's just where it's kind of that. I love, since I love shopping, I also love the thrill of the hunt, because it's like the shopping experience for me, where you're going through racks, and it's like not a curated store with like mannequins with outfits. It's so funny when, I don't know, someone will just walk into a store and be like, I'll take that outfit. I love that. but I just love like finding stuff. So I love stores like that too, where, clothes go that are just kind of discounted, and you can find some good brands in there as well. So because I love sifting through a rack.
Meg, I have a question, only because I feel like it's kind of the next level of secondhand clothes shopping. Have you bought any secondhand clothes online, like
no,
hunt for a specific pair of Levi's or Carhartts on eBay? And it's kind of nice for some of those items because they're harder to find or come and they're already soft and worn in. Have you ever done anything like that?
No, I have never even thought to do that. I think as part of it for me too is working from home, actually going out,
getting out.
Yeah. It's the whole thing of it. It's not just the things that I'm purchasing. It's the act of, basically, I'm just wearing stuff that I bought at my last shopping trip to my next shop. Or it's like an excuse to, you know, wear what I'm what I just made too. But
yeah, that's understandable. I don't think there's anything that I'm on the hunt for to that level. Mm-hmm. But maybe someday. I wouldn't mm-hmm. say no to it, especially now that I understand more about sizing and feel more comfortable buying things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm. But my shopping habits have changed now. Like when I lived in downtown Toronto, big city, I was also making a ton of stuff and wearing it, but I was also buying more clothes because there was just more opportunity to go out and, mm-hmm. Do stuff where mm-hmm. now I'm like, basically I go to like the home section, like first, like I'm looking at, like, I got like this awesome blanket. I'm looking at, dishes and like that stuff is so super fun to shop for.
Mm-hmm. I have a dish problem.
Do you?
I need new dishes.
I have a bowl problem.
It actually came from my mother, who has a dish problem, and I have fewer dishes than she does. But I have in my house, I'm sitting here thinking, at least 6 full sets of dishes.
Wow. Oh, I love.
Some of them are like my wedding china and also the china that I inherited from my mother through my grandmother, and some dishes I got at thrift stores. And yeah, no, I have a huge dish problem. Actually, what I have is a storage problem, but
yes, exactly.
That's
just reframe it.
I know, things nobody knew about Kate.
I was watching the new season of, the last season of like the new kind of the Kardashians, since they switched networks, but the Kris Jenner was showing her house, and she loves dishes, and she had a whole pantry that was just all different dish set. And I was like, that is my dream. Like not only to have a walk-in pantry, but a walk-in like mm-hmm. dish room. I love dishes too. And mugs. I have to cut myself off from purchasing mugs.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were on a heavy mug moratorium for a while there. And then we cleaned out and got rid of a bunch of mugs we didn't really care about that people had given us. And so now we are tentatively allowed to buy special mugs if they should come across our...
Oh, I can love it. Talk myself into any mug is special. But now just thrifting for like now... The baby like bunnykin stuff. Now I'm just like, I need to collect all of the. So I always looking for those at the thrift store because it's cute little like kid dishes with bunnies on it. I mean, mm-hmm. I just can't help myself.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Now I'm like, I want to go shopping. You need to go to a fabric store. Like, so sometimes I can get it. I do need to go to a fabric store to get more. I have like a million cushions that I need to cover. I made all those cocktail pillows, and they're like summery. And so now I have all these pillows that don't have no covers on them. And I've embroidered a bunch of them, but I don't want to embroider all of them. I just want to get some just holiday fabric to cover them. So after this, I am going to the fabric store, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, I need some more thread. I'm jealous. I can't believe my husband went to the fabric store without me yesterday.
Because
he had to get thread, and I was at the show. So, oh well, I'll be okay. I'll go without him sometime.
Yeah, it's also the amount of times that Julian like looks for like and doesn't look that hard. It's just like if you just like maybe push thing, you could have noticed that you didn't have to buy this at the grocery store because we had it in the fridge. You just didn't like
mm-hmm.
like push some things aside.
Right.
Oh, anyways, let's just quickly talk about accessories. Mm-hmm. What about shopping for accessories or versus making accessories like bags and like scarves and hats and stuff like that? What's our take on that?
I've really got a mix of both. Mm-hmm. I used to crochet largely hats and the occasional scarf. So I have a mix of those, but I also like to buy beanies and things. because it's usually not a huge investment. And I've got a pretty large beanie collection at this point. Might be a problem. And bags too. I feel like there was a point where I was making a lot of backpacks and kind of bags that I was using more on a regular basis. And I have two tote bags that I made that I really love that I used more when I went into an office, just toting computer back and forth. Uh-huh. But I don't know. I feel like I've kind of slipped back into more store-bought bags specifically. And I don't know. I think that part of that is because my favorite bag that I own is leather, and I did buy that new, and that's not something I really see myself sewing. And I don't know. I tend to find some of those things and purchase them more on impulse too than really like sit down and plan out exactly what I need for the upcoming season or a trip or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, it's a mix, leaning slightly more towards the store-bought end of the spectrum for me.
Yeah. I knit and crochet, and so I have a plethora of knit and crochet hats and scarves. And so I very rarely buy those because why would I? I can just make one myself, mm-hmm. and I derive pleasure from doing it. So I can go find my fancy yarn and make something pretty, and I tend towards that. Bags, I have actually gotten pretty well into sewing bags. The one I'm using right now is a store-bought one because I haven't changed my purse from my travel purse, which, you know, has like anti-pickpocketing technology and stuff like that. But I'm really picky about my purses, and I have discovered it is really a lot easier to get exactly what I want in a purse if I just make it myself. And so most of the purses that I've been using in the past few years have been handmade, and I make them and then I use them until they're starting to get kind of grungy, or the things that are holding the strap to the purse start coming out and that sort of thing. And then I make myself a new one. So gloves I always buy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually tend to purchase my accessories because I love knitted hats and gloves and stuff like that. And just, you know, not a knitter. But I do want to start making my own hat, like just like beanies and stuff, like fleece. Like I always forget that there are patterns available for that. I think it was last year, Amanda, you were saying that you made a lot of hats.
I did. I used the basic beanie pattern from Sew Daily and used some smaller bits of sweater knit because you can get that. I mean, that's, you can get the handmade look-ish, or at least, you know, you can replicate what's in store using sweater knits. So, yeah, I had a lot of success. I even made like a stretch velvet beanie. I think my daughter stole it pretty immediately.
Cute!
But it was a nice pattern. It was fun. And they were quick to make. That'd be a good gift.
That would be a good, and like to embroider on. I know those are really popular, like really like cool, embroideries or like custom sayings, or I know what's really popular in like Toronto and stuff. It's like you embroider your neighbor, like what neighborhood you live in. That's like super kind of popular in Toronto. Yeah, so that's a great gift. I just wrote down to remind myself to print the basic beanie. But
yeah.
I do have some leather, though, because I do want to start – I do want to have a bag project that I'm working on in the winter. When I purchased the Hey June Handmade pattern last week, I can't refuse a sale. It was like, buy three patterns, get 20% off. I'm like, well, now I'm just going to sit here for an hour deciding what other two I'm going to make. So I bought her Majori bag pattern. It was, I think we talked about it when it came, it released. And I have some like lightweight, I'm going to make a leather Majori bag pattern because I feel like when I have a baby, I'm going to need to carry a lot more stuff because I'm such a minimalist. I like small purses. I don't like to carry a lot with me, but I feel like the baby's going to need some more stuff than just a lip gloss and a credit card.
I think I'm still on the like other end of that and enjoying the minimalism again because you just have to carry so much crap. And now I'm back to like wallet, lip gloss, phone, and that's it.
Yeah.
So I, and usually that's a small bag for me just because
yeah,
so many years of toting so much. But I feel like that bag would, that's a nice kind of like happy medium because I feel like you could fit a good bit of essentials in there for baby, but it's also, I love, love, love that pattern.
Yeah. And also on Sew Daily, we have a free, our next sew along is like a crossbody kind of, the Highlands leather purse, and it's a really cute everyday bag. So I'm going to make one of those too. So I'm kind of getting back into making my own bags again. And I was like, now I need to make a diaper bag. But although my mother-in-law did give me a diaper bag, we were in Toronto last weekend and she bought it like a bunch of years ago thinking it was a laptop bag because it had all these compartments. And then she's like, this is not a laptop bag. And it's a Coach one and it's really cute. It has all these colorful patchworks on it. So I do have a fancy diaper bag too, but I also want to make one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was like, I thought this was a laptop sleeve, but it's like a little changing pad that comes out. And there's like.
I mean, I feel like that's an easy mistake to make.
I know. So, yeah. And lastly, let's just end off on, is there something on your list that you always shop for, but potentially in the future you would, you know, aim to make it or try to make it. Maybe it's a challenging project for you or you're just fine doing what you do, shopping for this and making that.
You know, now I want to make a leather bag
because
I have some leather that's been in my closet for forever. Mm-hmm. And I should make something with it. I don't know what kind of bag I need next. So I need to do some thinking about it. But I feel like I tend to like simple bags, so I should just make a simple bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't have anything that's really jumping out, but I do keep meaning to make some underwear with some jersey scraps that I have. And usually I buy my underwear, but some of it's getting pretty dingy and it's probably time to start replacing it. So, I keep meaning to do that, and we'll see if I actually succeed in doing it ever.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. I think I pretty much made most of every type of garment. But I think like you get maybe a bit more of my underwear because now I'm needing some more stretchy underwear, and I tend to buy underwear that I like lace under, like the thick, like really wide lace band. And I usually buy those ones. So when I'm at the fabric store, I'm going to look for in their kind of notion section, like yardage of stretch wide lace to make my own underwear. So I think I'm going to start doing that. Oh, awesome. Now I've been like inspired to both sew and shop.
I know. You know, it's so smart that we put our sew inspo after our main segment because we are always crazy inspired by what we talk about. So let's jump into that if that works for everyone.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Meg, what are you inspired to do?
Not so inspired, but I am, but I just, it's more of a need. I need more stretchy pants. I need to make some more stretchy pants that are just not like sweatpants. Like I need to make some more leggings. I'm getting every week I'm growing. I can't believe I'm almost halfway there. Wow. I'm 20 next week. Halfway. Wow. It goes by so fast. And so now I'm, when I was shopping yesterday, I was like, I can only wear these like sweatpants. And so I need to make some more like bottoms that are not sweatpants. So that's what I need to do.
Yeah. you got to do what you got to do. It's a great source of inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Amanda? What are you inspired by right now?
Well, I'm inspired to sew some knits. I'm in show prep mode, sewing tons of wovens. I need to switch it up. And I also need to make some Christmas gifts. And I don't know how many years I've done it, but I've tend to make my son's like a Christmas sweatshirt. Aww. And so I need to do that, which means I need to print off a new pattern and tie all that together and get going. But I have a lot of sweatshirt fabric, so I'm going to do that. And I have a few items that we found secondhand for my daughter that I'm going to knock off for her for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I think that's it for me. Once the work sewing is done and the fun sewing can start, luckily knits are pretty quick because it's going to be a pretty quite quick turnaround time post show to Christmas holidays, but I think I can do it.
Oh yeah.
Awesome.
Yep. Well, I was thinking this week about what I would like to be wearing and what I have in my stash, and I've kind of mulled over it for a bit, and I've decided I'm finally going to use my last two fabrics that I got in Vienna in 2019. I've been waiting to have some inspiration for what to do with them. There's only about a meter of each because they're remnants. So what I finally decided I'm going to do, because they actually look really good together. One of them is like a pretty dense sweater knit in gray. And then the other one is jersey that's pink with heathered with gray. And so mm-hmm. they look really nice together. So I'm going to make a Lane Raglan from Hey June Handmade. I think the gray for the body and then the sleeves will be the jersey.
Fine.
And yeah, I think it's going to be really super cozy and really cute. So that is on my list once my husband is done using my sewing room for his big project. So not right away. He's got another week to work on it.
That's such a good idea for using two kind of small yardage pieces. I mean, mm-hmm. I love raglans for that. I've I've done that in the past, kind of used two different fabrics. And mm-hmm. I love the idea of doing that with a sweater knit. Like, so cozy, so comfy.
Yeah. It's not like it's really very small and it doesn't have a pattern in it. So it's practically jersey, but not quite. Yeah. And I think it's going to go really nicely. I'm thinking of doing another one with the leftover fabric from my Talon sweater and some stuff that I need to repurpose because it didn't work for what I made it with. So I'm all over the raglans right now. I love raglan. Oh, I love the look.
Yeah. I always think, what a waste of a raglan if you like cut and sew the sleeve and the body in the same fabric.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's true.
For sure.
But we're also in stretchy stuff, it seems like.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, we're all in knit mode.
Tis the season.
Well, that was an inspiring episode, y'all. Yeah. I didn't know where I would end up, if I would end up being more on the like inspired to purchase, inspired to sew. I think it's more on the sewing side.
Yeah.
Not surprising given my feelings about shopping at the moment.
Yeah, definitely the purchases I'm going to be making in the next month or so are not going to be for me.
Yeah.
But that's the fun thing about this time of year. You can shop and then you're not buying stuff for yourself. You get to buy things that make other people happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was fun to kind of dive in and think about how sewing changes or impacts your other kind of purchasing habits, because mm-hmm. I think that it does.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even just looking at fabric more, like, mm-hmm. like, would this be a fabric yardage that I would purchase? And if not, then maybe, you know, so.
Yeah.
It's always got to think about too. So I'm going to go satisfy both cravings and shop for fabric. Enjoy. So I'm going shopping.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, great show, you guys. That was so much mm-hmm. fun. Thanks for chatting with me, and to our listeners, thank you for listening. And until next time, let's sew.
Let's sew in the snow.
Here We Sew Again is produced by Amanda Carestio, Meg Healy, and me, Kate Zinard. Find us on Instagram at Here We Sew Again Pod, or email us at HereWeSewAgainPod@gmail.com. Our show website is shows.acast.com/here-we-sew-again. Thanks for listening, and now it's sew time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.